Troy Harper hit 5 trays in a row in that quarter. That's pretty special, folks. That is pretty special. Brandsgard hit back-to-back trays to help Chillicothe's effort early on. That kind of woke up the three-point shooting of Hamilton. Chillicothe inbounds it right to Harper, and Harper with the shot. I mean, the inbounds pass went right to Harper, and it's a 14-point lead. Chillicothe, right side, lobs it into Graves. Graves is hacked from behind by Logan Potts, I believe, who that's going to be on. Potts with his second. Graves at the line, looking for his first point, first trip to the free throw line. He's tried one tray, and his contribution has been on the boards tonight. First one is no good for Graves. 42-28. A 19-3 run for Hamilton. They've really gotten hot in the second half. And Graves misses both free throws. Offensive rebound, though, by Willard. Trout right wing tray. That one halfway down back out. We've seen that a few times from Chillicothe shooters. Rolls around the inside of the rim and pinballs back out. 42-28, 30 seconds deep. Traveling call as a dribble drive took one too many steps by Hamilton. 7:30 left in the game. Hamilton 42, Chillicothe 28. Trout works it between the circles. Goes over left side. Three ball for Willard off its mark. Three balls just are difficult to come by for Chillicothe tonight. Don't know why. Richmond works it up top for Hamilton against Snyder. They go over a circle left to Emat. Back up top. Harper left wing. Up top to Logan Potts. Left side Richmond long range tray. That one's good. And I'm telling you, Team Hamilton is lights out from outside in this second half. I haven't seen anything quite like this. Feed inside to Snyder, and Snyder gets the deuce. Snyder posts up, finishes it off. He's got 9. And it's a 15-point ball game now. Chillicothe applying some pressure. Harper backcourt sends it across the timeline to Dixon. Cross court to Jaron Richmond. Richmond dumps it back to Dixon. Dixon, short-range jumper, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped out to Brandsgard, up top to Graves. Graves' shot is blocked by Harper, but it's either Harper or Richmond, one of the two, collided with Graves. That is on Jaron Richmond, his second. Fourth team foul, Chillicothe with 3. Graves 0 for 2 from there moments ago. See if he can correct his form. And that one off the rim, off the backboard, and no good. Witt checks back in, and Emat sets down for Hamilton. Graves goes through his routine. Pops his wrist, and that one also finally falls in off the back of the rim twice and coaxes it in for Walker's first point. Across the timeline now, Chillicothe down by 14, Hamilton 45, Chillicothe 31, 5:51 left to play. A lot of time left in the fourth quarter. Richmond working against Willard, and it's going to be a little hand check foul on Willard on the floor. That is on Willard, Willard's fourth foul. Well, check it, third foul. And Richmond, I think, with a bucket. Snyder answers with a bucket of his own. Willard steals the inbounds pass and scores. Back-to-back buckets for Chillicothe now, 47-35. Willard across the timeline. Another steal at midcourt this time. Inside to Snyder. Snyder underneath. Can't get it to fall. Timeout taken, and Hamilton wants to talk about it. Their coach not happy with what they're seeing. So a brief little spurt of back-to-back buckets gives Chillicothe something to put a spring in their step. 5:02 left to play. 47-35 Hamilton. We're back in 30 on KCHI. 5:02. A lot of time still left in this one. 47-35 Hamilton's lead. Hamilton's basketball following Hamilton's timeout. Richmond points back court, and Harper goes back, and that's where the inbounds play occurs. LaTroy Harper across the timeline, working against Brandsgard, shakes and bakes. Brandsgard, freshman, sticks right with him. We go left side to Dixon. Back up top now to Harper. Double dribble on Harper. Said took one too many stutter steps and ball dribbling tricks. So a chance for Chillicothe to get back into this one. Brandsgard left wing. They're guarding him outside, a little bit stronger now. Up top, Jack Willard. Brandsgard kick out Graves. Graves three ball on the wing, and Graves connects for the three ball. It's gone from a 17-point game to a 10-point game right now. 47-37. Chillicothe whittling away at it. But Richmond stops the bleeding. Jaron Richmond with a bucket. Unofficially with 11 points. 49-37. Chillicothe down by 12. Up top, Walker Graves. Right side to Trout. Back up top to Brandsgard now. Drives inside. Kicks it out. Willard open for the three ball. Didn't get it to fall. Nice rebound, low post by Trout. Snyder comes up, baseline left, Brandsgard. And a little bump foul on Hamilton. Wesley Pratt, his third. Fifth team foul, Chillicothe with four. There's that quick hitter, and Snyder's shot blocked by Harper, but controlled again by Chillicothe. Willard looks off a tray, steps around the defender. Kicks it back out. Willard three ball doesn't fall. So Snyder with the initial miss. Willard missed the three. And it is Richmond getting it to Harper and across the timeline to Pratt. They work it up top. 3:03 left to play. 49-37 Hamilton leading Chillicothe. And bodies colliding everywhere, stumbling over each other's players' feet. And when all is said and done, everyone's fine, and the ball goes sailing out of bounds, rolling out of bounds like a bowling ball off of Chillicothe. Chillicothe takes a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds, 2:54 left to play. Hamilton 49, Chillicothe 37 on KCHI. Chillicothe took a timeout to talk about a few things. Hamilton inbounds it after the ball went out of bounds off of Chillicothe. Adler Marshall checks into the game. Ben Jones joins Willard, Trout, and Connor Sewell in. They double team Harper and at the midcourt stripe, and Hamilton has to take a timeout. 30-second break. We'll keep it right here. Unofficially, I have Snyder with 11 points. 8 for Brandsgard, 7 for Willard. The leading scorers. Unofficially, I have Harper with 26 and Richmond with 11. Those are unofficial because I'm missing 3 points for Hamilton from somewhere. We'll get it right in the story tomorrow, I promise. 49-37. Hamilton by a dozen with 2:42 left to play. It was a close first half. Chillicothe won a little run in the start of the third quarter, and that was answered by a 14-0 run, I believe, by Hamilton to open up double-digit lead for much of the all of the fourth quarter and part of the third. Oh, a little pass off the backboard to himself, a little whoop-de-doo there, a little schoolyard play for Wesley Pratt, and it worked. Pratt just threw it off the board, right back to himself. Sewell with the three ball. Answers for Chillicothe. And it's an 11-point lead, 2:14 left to play. Sewell's first bucket tonight. Coming in off the bench. Dixon, baseline. Works it back out to Harper. Willard working on him. Back over to Dixon on the baseline. Cross court to Richmond. They're playing four corners, cat and mouse now to run some clock down. Under 2 minutes to play. Feed inside. Dixon shoots over Jones. Doesn't get it to fall. And four players get their hands on there. Jump ball is called. Hamilton with possession arrow. Five team fouls on Hamilton. Four on Chillicothe. Minute 51 left to play. So this will be decided on the floor. 11-point lead for Hamilton. They have the lead in the basketball. Getting into Richmond. Up top to Pratt. And Richmond works it between the circles. Just running clock now. Layups and free throws are what coaches go for in this series. Instead, Willard picks the pocket of Dixon. Willard pulls up across the timeline. Right side, Connor Sewell. Dish inside to Marshall. Marshall puts it up. Doesn't get it to fall. From underneath. Chillicothe applying some pressure. Jaron Richmond crosses the timeline with a minute 17 left to play. And referees with a whistle. Zach Trout called for his second foul. Team fouls even at five apiece. It's been a well-refereed game, in my opinion. Pass goes in backcourt. LaTroy Harper crosses the timeline. Is fouled from behind by Marshall. Chillicothe will continue to do this. Marshall's second or first foul. No, it's not. They call it on Willard with his fourth foul now. There's another foul, and this will be one and one. Should be a one and one. Where officials ready to inbound it. That's just a, and now it's. It was on Marshall. They put the. Put it at Willard's name on the board. It's on Marshall. Inbounds pass goes all the way back court to LaTroy Harper. Marshall fouls him, I think. Nothing is sure anymore. And it's a one and one for Harper. Graves and Snyder check in. Marshall and Jones sit down. Minute 7 left to play. Still an 11-point lead for Hamilton. They are 8-3 on the season. And first one for Harper is in. Harper unofficially with 27. And the clock didn't stop. Clock's running. Now they got to reset the clock. So they're having their scoreboard problems here tonight. That happens in a lot of places.